are you doing?
What are you up to? I heard you coming to town.
I heard you're coming to town. Why? Where would I want to play in the lovely Poughkeepsie, New York?
The Chance Theater in Poughkeepsie gets Jim Brewer.
Oh, yeah.
I like that room.
Hey, Jim, did you hear that voice in the background? You remember him?
I don't remember him because all I hear is,
how you doing, baby?
Diva.
sounds like I have an admirer.
You sure do.
Yes, of course.
I love it.
Jim, how are the kids doing?
That's a very broad question. If we can answer that two ways. We can say the general, the political version. Everything's good. We had an awesome holiday. It was great seeing the kids and home for college. Or we can say the real deal and I'm ready to just find myself an island and just leave it all behind.
What do you get? You got three girls, right?
Three girls. One's in her second year of college, or what I like to call it, brainwashing. there's another one in high school this morning I had a 40-minute breakdown of, I need a tutor for the SATs. You don't understand that.
Oh, jeez.
When you went to school, it was different. It was different. Okay? I'll look for, what are we looking at? I don't know. It's like $800 an hour. No, we're not doing that. We need to get that.
Brewer, how your life has changed.
Oh, my God. You know how many hormones are in my house? You know what I heard today? This is what I heard today. Oh, my God, I have no pads. I get no pads, Dad. What do you want? And then the one in the back seat, just ask one of your friends.
Yeah, but they don't have the right sizes.
Oh, my God. It's 7:40 a.m.
Oh, too funny. The life of Brewer now. And are you currently on tour with Metallica?
Yeah.
Dude, how'd you land that?
I think it was a lot of things that went into that, but I think it helps that I'm good friends with them for a long time.
Well, that doesn't hurt.
It doesn't hurt, but James Hetfield reached out probably this time last year. And he said, with a text, hey, would you be interested in doing some type of opening show for us? I dropped the phone and broke it. So it took me a day and a half to respond. And I went, oh, my God, yes. And he went, don't get excited. I haven't talked to the band or anyone else about it. And then he went, it's not like stand-up, it's like characters, and we don't know what it is. Oh, okay, this sounds interesting. And then I sent him a bunch of ideas, and never heard back from him. It was May, 3 months, their management showed up at my house. Hey, are you at your house tomorrow? It was a Sunday, and he showed up, and he opened up his laptop, and he goes, okay, so September we start here, we do 34 dates, we go all the way to Mars, this is where we go, and this is the thing, you have to talk to your wife, and figure out your touring. Are you into doing this? And I went, well, yeah. And he went, great. We announced it in the morning on Howard Stern and Rolling Stone. I went, what? Wait, whoa, what? And he goes, and we'll figure out what it is. We'll just figure it out.
That's too cool.
And that is how the whole thing started. And I got to say, it took me two shows to figure out. Really, it took me one.
Yeah.
And it took me to figure out, okay, how do I make this the coolest event from the minute you walk in the arena to the time Metallica walks out? And that's my job, and I think I crush doing it. It's pretty awesome.
I gotta say, Jim,
and the way Lars Ulrich said, Lars is like, dude, nobody comes to see bands anymore. We'd love to have a band. The reality is, nobody shows up. The band is bummed. We're bummed. So let's do something for the fans. And I love it. I'm a diehard Metallica fan. I will gladly take this and run the ball with it. And I think... I pulled it off, and it's still getting better and better. I think we leave for one of the fifth leg next Saturday. So
wow.
It's been the greatest gig I've ever done in my life. That, I'm not even lying.
That doesn't sound easy, but it definitely sounds cool, I'll tell you that.
It's not the easiest thing in the world, but I will say, I swear on my life, better than any TV, better than anything, this is the greatest gig I've ever had in my life. I'm being dead honest. If I could do this forever, I would.
You got your own podcast too, don't you?
I do. As soon as I hang up today, I'm going to finish it and talk today, and it'll be out tomorrow.
And you can get that at what? Is it iTunes or your website?
You can just go on any of my social media stuff. Everything's there. You got your Patreon page. Like, if you're a Metallica, they're not filming their behind-the-scenes stuff. So they allowed me to bring my film guy and film all behind-the-scenes Metallica crew and tour.
Ooh,
so I started my own Patreon page, and that's, you can all find that on any of my social media stuff.
I'm going to go check that out. That sounds pretty cool. All right,
Jim.
It
is really cool.
You want to laugh? You want to see a funny guy coming back to town? He loves coming to see us. Chance Theater in Poughkeepsie this Friday. Tickets on sale. Get them quick. Jim, I'm going to be checking your stuff out. Sounds funny.
Well, I hope you have a good week and all that jazz. And to my secret admirer back there, all the best to you, my friend.
I'll see you later, baby.
Take care.
All right, later.